Welcome to episode 711 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Our study of Jesus, in every book of the Bible, takes us this week to the book of Job. The book of Job is one of the most enigmatic books of the Bible, and questions regarding its date of composition, setting, and authorship have been subjects of debate among scholars, for centuries. The dating of the book of Job is quite challenging. Many scholars suggest a date during the second half of the second millennium BC, based on its literary style, and its parallels with other ancient Near Eastern literature. Some place it in the Iron Age, after the rise of the Israelite monarchy, but before the Babylonian exile. Still, others suggest it might have been written during, or after, the Babylonian exile, due to its theological depth and engagement with suffering. The story's setting is non-Israelite. Job lives in the land of Uz. While the exact location of Uz is uncertain, it is often associated with Edom, or locations to the east of Israel. The narrative doesn't include typical Israelite practices, or explicit references to the Mosaic covenant, indicating a setting outside of Israel, or a deliberate universal setting, to address more universal themes of human suffering and divine justice. The author of Job remains anonymous. Unlike some other books of the Bible, there's no tradition that firmly attaches a known figure to its composition. The book is written in a mix of prose, in the prologue and epilogue, and poetry, the dialogues and monologues, which has led some scholars to suggest multiple authors or editors, although this is speculative. The book's sophisticated theology, its literary style, and its deep engagement with existential questions indicate that the author was highly educated and thoughtful. Some have proposed that Job, being the central character of the story, might have written down his experiences and dialogues. However, the third-person narrative of the prologue and epilogue makes this theory less likely. An ancient tradition suggests that Moses might have written the book of Job during the Israelite sojourn in the wilderness. Those who hold to this view argue that Moses could have been familiar with the story, due to his time in Midian, which is located close to Edomite territories. Given Solomon's reputation for wisdom, and his association with biblical wisdom literature, like Proverbs and Song of Solomon, some have speculated that he could have penned the book of Job. However, there's no textual evidence, within the book of Job, or elsewhere in the Bible, to support this claim. Elihu is a young man who speaks later in the book, presenting a different perspective from Job's other three friends. Because Elihu's speeches are stylistically distinct from the rest of the text, some have wondered if he might be the author, or at least the author of a specific section. This is, again, speculative. Given the book's deep engagement with theological themes, present in other parts of the Hebrew Bible, some scholars propose that an unknown Israelite sage, or writer, composed the book, drawing on older traditions, or stories, from the surrounding regions. Because of the book's non-Israelite setting, and its lack of explicit references to the Mosaic covenant, some scholars suggest that the story might have originated outside of Israel, and was later adapted by an Israelite author or editor. The Bible presents Job as a man from the land of Uz, but it doesn't explicitly identify him as an Edomite. The exact location of Uz, and the ethnicity or nationality of the story's protagonist, are subjects of debate and speculation among scholars. However, there are a few reasons some scholars and readers of the Bible have speculated that Job might have been an Edomite, or had connections to Edom. As mentioned, Job is from the land of Uz. In the Bible, there are a few references that associate Uz with the territories related to Edom. Lamentations 4 verse 21 mentions Uz in connection with Edom. "Rejoice and be glad, O daughter of Edom, you who dwell in the land of Uz." One of Job's friends, Eliphaz, is specifically called a Temanite. Teman was a prominent city or region in Edom, and its inhabitants, the Temanites, were Edomites. This connection between Job and the Edomite friend might suggest that Job lived in, or near, Edomite territory. The Edomites, especially the Temanites, were known for their wisdom in the ancient Near East. Since the book of Job is a wisdom text, some scholars think there could be a cultural or literary connection to Edomite wisdom traditions. Edom was an ancient kingdom located southeast of the Dead Sea, bordered by the wilderness of Zin, to the west, and the Arabian Desert to the east and south. Its terrain was mountainous and rugged, particularly in the southern part, with Petra, its most famous city, carved into the rock formations. Today, this region is part of southern Jordan. According to the Bible, the Edomites were descendants of Esau, Jacob's twin brother. Because of this, they are occasionally referred to as the brothers of the Israelites in the Old Testament. Edom controlled a significant portion of the King's Highway, an ancient trade route that ran from Egypt to Damascus, making it a strategic location for trade and military activities. The Israelites and Edomites had a complex and often contentious relationship. Although they were related by blood, there were many conflicts and battles between them throughout history. The Edomites occasionally allied with other neighboring nations against Israel. One notable biblical account is when the Edomites refused passage to the Israelites during their exodus from Egypt. Over time, Edom came under the influence and control of various empires, including the Assyrians, Babylonians, and Persians. By the 2nd century BC, they were driven from their homeland by the Nabataeans and migrated to southern Judah, where they became known as the Idumeans. Herod the Great, the famous king of Judea, during the time of Jesus, was of Idumean descent. This week, we will explore the story of Job, and how we can find Jesus in this book. We will include some dramatic retellings of his story, using the Bible, as well as other sources. To wrap up today's episode, let us look a little more closely at the relationship between Israel and Edom. Obadiah 1 verses 10 to 12, "For violence against your brother Jacob, shame shall cover you, and you shall be cut off forever. On the day that you stood aloof, on the day that strangers carried off his wealth, and foreigners entered his gates, and cast lots for Jerusalem, you were like one of them. But do not gloat over the day of your brother, in the day of his misfortune." The relationship between Israel and Edom is a poignant reminder of the complexities of family dynamics. These two nations, descending from the twin brothers Jacob and Esau, had a history marked by contention, competition, and at times, outright hostility. Yet, isn't this true for many of us in our personal lives? Family feuds and misunderstandings can sometimes be the most heart-wrenching, primarily because of the depth of love and shared history. The pain from family disputes cuts deep, and the scars linger. Obadiah's prophecy, to Edom, serves as a stern warning against harboring resentment, especially towards our own kin. Edom's gloating over Israel's misfortune was not just a political miscalculation, it was a deep spiritual and moral failure. Such schadenfreude, especially directed towards one's own flesh and blood, reveals a heart that has strayed far from the path of compassion, love, and righteousness. Are there unresolved issues or resentments in our own lives, especially with family or close friends? It's crucial to remember that time does not necessarily heal all wounds, sometimes, it deepens them. Taking the first step towards mending a broken relationship is never easy, but it is the way of Christ. It requires humility, a willingness to forgive, and a heart that seeks peace. The world often encourages competition, even at the expense of others. But as followers of Christ, we're called to a different standard, one of love, understanding, and unity. Father, remind us of the bonds that tie us to our loved ones. Give us the strength to bridge gaps, mend fences, and seek reconciliation. Soften our hearts, Lord, and help us walk in the path of love, especially when the journey is tough. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.